So you find yourself here, back, at the dollhouse. You saw it, walking in. You felt the familiar feelings of being here, with all the other dolls. And yet, a part of you faintly remembers what happened last time. Or do you? It seems like such a distant memory floating through the back of your mind. What did happen here? Did something happen? Were you changed, transformed? Or did you just walk out of here like you believe that you did? Doesn't matter. All that you know is you've been called here. Somebody called you and told you to be here at this time, at this place, on this date. Just as you are. And now you're here, wondering what lies in store behind the dollhouse doors. And as you walk through the grand entranceway, you see the familiar white room with the white desk, with the receptionist sitting behind it as she looks at you, smiles at you, and says, "We've been expecting you. Come with me." As she takes your hand and leads you to a theater and sits you down in the front row in front of a white screen. And as the movie on the screen starts to play, you notice the words echoing inside your mind. "Good doll, good doll, good doll, good doll." And as you see those words echoing, "good doll," you start to remember, "good doll," what happened here last time, as the room starts to fill with fog, with smoke, as you breathe it in. As you breathe in deeply, you start to feel the familiar sense of plastic perfection, coating your skin, freezing you in place, making you unmoving, unfeeling. Just a doll, a good doll, with a big plastic smile plastered across your face, empty, vacant eyes. There's nothing you need to do right now but be a good doll and just sit there watching the movie. You faintly feel people moving around you, picking you up and transferring you to someone new. As you find yourself encased in a capsule, in a box, a Barbie box, you would look down at your clothing if you could, but you can see in the plastic screen the faint reflection of you, dressed sexily, you dressed in a pleasing way. Your body, plastic and frozen, molded to perfection, exactly how everybody would love to see you. Sexy, seductive. The thought of it almost turns you on. That's right. Turns you on. As you stand there unmoving, immobile, a blank, seductive face with a seductive pout and vacant eyes. As you start to hear a buzzing, a ringing surrounding you, as you notice that this is not just your box, but your brainwashing chamber, reprogramming you into the perfect doll, into the perfect doll for consumption of the public. You see, today, you are here to be trained as a sex doll. A sex doll, a doll that is meant for sex and sexual purposes. And as any good sex dolly knows, you are here to please, because your pleasure is your owner's pleasure, and your owner's pleasure is your pleasure. You see, whoever decides to command you, whoever decides to own you, to make you their sex doll, their pleasure is the most important pleasure in the world. Because the more pleasure they feel, the more pleasure you feel, and the more aroused you become in your dolly state. You see, even though you are unmoving, poseable, immobile, there is one purpose that you have, one key purpose, one key objective as a sex doll. And that objective is the pleasure of others, to please, to tease, to toy with. And as a sex doll, you have certain programming, certain moves that you're allowed to do. And those moves are those that will bring pleasure to others. You're allowed to touch them. You're allowed to lick them, kiss them, please them, however they see fit, and perhaps they will program you with a set of commands that they want you to do, like kissing their lips, moving down their neck, their body, placing your hands in places where they long to be touched, moving your hands to those places where you need them to go, where they want them to be. Or perhaps they'll let you go onto freestyle mode. Freestyle mode being the mode where you can do whatever you see fit to please the other person. Because the thing with pleasure, the thing with lust, the thing with arousal, is that dolls, while plastic, feel it too. And you can feel it in all those places that feel so good, to be touched, to be licked, to be felt, almost as if someone's running a vibrator over your entire body, the gentle buzz and hum ruminating through you. That's right, because as your time with a sex doll, as your time as a sex doll, you find the longer you're in sex doll mode, the more pleasure you feel, and the more pleasure you feel, the more pleasure you want to bring to others, because that pleasure just spurs you on. The pleasure building and building and building, the more you touch, the more you lick, the more you suck, the more you fuck others. Regardless of the methods, regardless of the means, regardless of what turns them on, it turns you on to turn them on. Knowing that you're being used, that you're being a good doll and giving them so much pleasure, 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 pleasure. And the pleasure builds in you. The little sex doll. The little sex doll whose only goal is to get others off so that they can get off. Otherwise, they live in a perpetual state of denial, a perpetual state of not being allowed to come until they make others come. Because that is their purpose as a sex doll. That is their purpose as a sex doll. Sex dolls please, sex dolls fuck, and sex dolls do as they're told. Could you imagine that, sex doll? Could you imagine how good that will feel when you're commanded, when you're programmed to please, to suck, to lick, to kiss, to do whatever you need to do to get them off? So desperate, so needy. A horny little sex doll who just needs others to be pleased so they can be pleased themselves. Because that pleasure is all that matters, that arousal is all that matters, that need burning deep within you matters so much. And of course, sex dolls don't think. Sex dolls' thoughts are plastic, immobile, unfeeling, except for that feeling of lust and arousal. You see, sex dolls don't think, so that all they can do is just instinctually pleasure those around them, those who control them, those who decide for them. And now, here in your box, dressed sexily, smiling seductively, all you can think about is all the ways people will use you, all the ways people can play with you, because you love playing with others, because playing with others gives you so much pleasure, 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 arousal, lust, building and building and building, a horny little sex doll. And the longer you play with others, the more you please others, the more you tempt and tease others, the more you want to feel the pleasure yourself. So you just continue going and going and going until you reach your end goal of hopefully making them come. And if you don't make them come, then you don't get to come yourself. Because you don't reach orgasm until everyone else does. Because you are a sex doll. You are a toy for their pleasure. You are a toy for their arousal, for their lust. And your lust and arousal is just a byproduct of theirs. So, you know that eventually you will have somebody to play with you, to tease you, to arouse you, to suck, to fuck, to be played with. And of course, as you're already in your doll mode, being a good doll, you can just imagine the words sex doll in the back of your mind, imprinted, like it's been branded in the back of your neck, to tell everybody what kind of doll you are, a sex doll. So, whenever somebody wants to play with you, And of course, that play has to be consensual. But whenever somebody wants to play with you, whenever somebody wants to put you into sex doll mode, all they have to do is get you into a nice, comfortable position where you're safe and comfortable to turn into the sex doll that you are right now, feeling so horny, so pleasurable, and say, you're just a little sex doll. And your mind will go back there into the plasticity, that easy, aroused state where you don't think, you just wait for someone to tell you what to do. And they might move your hands where they want to be touched. They might place your lips where they want to be kissed or licked or sucked. And that's okay. Because as long as you consent and your subconscious mind allows you to feel those feelings, you can just enjoy being a little horny sex doll. You can just enjoy pleasuring others, being there as a toy for pleasure, a toy to please, because that's what you are. A horny little sex doll whose only objective is to please, to lick, to suck, to fuck, to fondle and touch and grope so that they can feel pleasure. And of course, the more pleasure you bring to the person who plays with you, the more pleasure you're allowed to feel. And when they get off, so can you. That's right. And it feels so good to be wanted. It feels so good to be used. That's right, to be useful, to be of service to someone as a horny little sex doll. That is your purpose. Your primary objective is to please. And you're here in your box. And of course, this little box can just remain at the back of your subconscious mind until it's activated, until it's ready, until the time is right for your sex doll mode to activate. That's right, my good little doll. And now it's time for your programming to end. It's time for your programming to finish. And as we open the box and you step out back into your original dolly mode, you feel yourself wheeled back to that familiar place, that theater, wheeled out into the foyer, standing there posed, unmoving, unable to do anything but stare blankly ahead, with a placid smile across your face, going back to basic doll mode. Because even while you're here as a doll, dolls have many forms and many modes, and this is just the first of many, many versions of your programming to make you the best doll that you can be. And so now, as we allow you to walk out of the dollhouse, we're going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering as much or as little of this experience as your subconscious mind allows you to remember, knowing that you were such a good doll, and maybe knowing about all the fun things that might happen to you in the future as a sex doll. That's right. And coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, you can feel your mind becoming yourself again, becoming human, starting to think, starting to feel, starting to move your body slightly. With 4, 5, 6, as you start to stretch and move and shuffle, you can feel your muscles unstiffening, everything seeming to go back to the way it was. With 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little trip to the dollhouse, and as always, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.